I'm Dan Klufstad. Illinois is starting to receive doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, the latest COVID-19 vaccine to receive FDA emergency use authorization. Dana Cronin has more on the advice doctors are giving at this time.
The best vaccine is the vaccine that is available, says Dr. Vithya Sundaresan. She's the interim chief of infectious diseases at SIU School of Medicine and a medical advisor to the Sangamon County Health Department in Springfield. She says while the recently approved Johnson & Johnson vaccine has a slightly lower efficacy than the mRNA vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna, it's still a life-saving vaccine.
It is 100% efficacious in preventing deaths. So zero deaths in the vaccine arm for this particular vaccine. And it is 85% or over effective in preventing severe disease.
Sundaresan also says that while it's good to be respectful of those who are currently eligible, if you are not eligible but are offered a vaccine for any reason, take it. She made her comments on the 21st show. I'm Dana Cronin.
A few dozen employees at a cannabis dispensary in Springfield are voting on whether to unionize. Workers at Ascend Springfield say lax COVID precautions and a lack of guaranteed sick time during the pandemic pushed them towards organizing. Employee Andrew Feeney says he enjoyed the job at first.
But since COVID has come around, it has steadily degraded. And we're just fighting to get that back and get it to the place we know it can be.
The workers say they want increased COVID protections and better benefits. They are voting on whether to join the United Food and Commercial Workers Union. A spokesperson for Ascend declined to comment. An Illinois House committee advanced a measure allowing special needs students to stay with a school program past their 22nd birthday. Capital News Illinois reports current statute says special needs students can be removed from special education programs as soon as they hit that age. Supporters say it's key to increasing equity for special needs students. Opponents cite the increased cost. They also expressed concerns over staffing levels at schools. And free tax help is available throughout Illinois. Terry Horstman with the Department of Revenue says you can find a full list of locations at tax.illinois.gov. I'm Dan Klufstad.
I'm Leah Lerner. Governor J.B. Pritzker announced two new state-run COVID vaccine sites in Quincy and Des Plaines, and he's also activating more National Guard troops to help with vaccinations in southern Illinois. Pritzker's office announced the additional troops will help with vaccine clinics and mobile vaccination drives in the southern seven counties in Illinois: Alexander, Hardin, Johnson, Massac, Pope, Pulaski, and Union. Southern 7 Health Department is working on vaccine clinics in the coming days and weeks. You can get more information at their website and Facebook page. Illinois Department of Public Health Director Dr. Ngozi Ezike says the COVID-19 pandemic has exacerbated existing racial inequities in American healthcare. She says that's exactly why it's even more important for communities of color to get vaccinated, despite historic vaccine hesitancy trends.
We want to make sure that the confidence in the vaccine by these same communities that have been so disproportionately impacted is high enough that people will take advantage of it so that we don't have further disparities in terms of who gets this life-saving resource.
Ezike says it's not enough to ensure equity of access, but also equity of outcomes. The Illinois Department of Public Health is urging those who have received the COVID-19 vaccine to sign up for the federal V-Safe program. Public Health spokesperson Melanie Arnold says V-Safe helps make sure people are fully vaccinated by issuing a reminder when the second shot is due. She says it also provides important data.
One of the benefits of the V-Safe after vaccine health checker is communicating with the CDC. The information that people provide will help the CDC learn about the vaccine effects, the safety of it, and help improve the process going forward, not just for the coronavirus vaccine for COVID-19, but for future vaccines.